Welcome into the Inside the NFL Prospects podcast series. I'm Jack Borowski, joined here alongside my co-host Brian Sternberg. On this episode, we are fortunate to have on Chase Garbers. Chase just finished his redshirt sophomore season for the Cal Bears and is one of the top returning quarterbacks in the country. Chase, thanks for joining us on the podcast.
Thanks for having me.
To start, Chase, we saw production beginning of the season, obviously the injury bump in the road, but then you go play Illinois in the bowl game, win that 35-20, get that momentum coming into the offseason. In terms of what you're going to be working on this offseason, is there anything that you have in store in particular that you're going to be training-wise?
Well, yeah, I think, you know, as a young player, you could always get better in everything you do, you know, with arm strength, accuracy, and just overall leadership and command. I mean, those are obviously things you're going to work on every day, but, you know, we have everyone who started in the bowl game is coming back for us next year. So we're going to have a lot of veteran players on offense. So just keep working on those timing routes and getting familiar with everyone else is what we're going to be focused on.
And Chase, let's go back to your freshman season. You started in 10 of the 12 games that you played in. Did you expect to see that much playing time so early on in your career?
A part of me did and a part of me didn't. Because, you know, what the year I redshirted, we had a quarterback, Ross Bowers, who had, I think, 2 years left at the time. So I'm thinking they're going to ride with him for a while. But that redshirt freshman year, you know, when they told us that they were going to play multiple quarterbacks, I definitely saw myself in that mix.
And then, Chase, you get into game action in relief against North Carolina. What was that first game action like for you?
It was great. It was great to be playing football again and not just practicing every day. So it was definitely a fun moment to be out there.
Chase, we've seen what this Cal team has done on and off the field this year. How would you describe the football culture at Cal?
It's a great culture, I think, with Coach Wilcox and, you know, the staff that he brought in and who he surrounded the players with is awesome. You know, we're a really tough team and, you know, we're a pretty physical team on both sides of the ball. And I think that just goes to, you know, how Coach Wilcox wanted this team to be when he first got here.
And then mentioning Justin Wilcox, what's it like playing under him? And can you describe your relationship with your coach?
We have a pretty good relationship. He's a defensive guy, so we're always talking about ways to, you know, beat each other. And he's a great guy. You know, when he first got hired, I didn't really know much about him. And he came from Wisconsin, so I did a little research. But being with him and being coached by him, you know, the past three seasons has been a true blessing.
Chase, like you said, there's a lot of stuff that you're going to be working on this offseason. In terms of next season, do you have any goals as a team?
Yeah, I mean, every year we set down a certain set of goals that, you know, we're going to win the North, win the Pac-12, and then win the bowl game that we're in. But, you know, we could have done that last year, but, you know, a couple games were little bumps in the road for us. So we have to come out this next season, you know, with a certain chip on our shoulder. And I think we're really going to do that, accomplish that.
When looking at it in the grand scheme of things, 11-2 in games you've played at least a half, and do you think having that winning record, the guys around you for next season, is giving you a little bit extra confidence going into your junior season?
Yeah, totally. I think, you know, if you're winning, everyone's happy and everyone's confident around you. And to have that winning record and, you know, to be 7-0 this season, a game started and finished, I think definitely, you know, the guys notice that and, you know, they want to play with that. They want to play with that winning mentality.
Despite not being on the field, Chase, you're on the sideline for the rest of the season last year. But how do you take on a leadership role even when you're on the sideline?
I mean, it was tough at first, you know, especially with the injury and, you know, never really missing a game or practice and kind of just taking that back seat and watching from a different point of view. But, you know, as a quarterback, you got to be there for your guys no matter what. I think that's just, you know, who I am originally. It's just I'm always going to be there for my teammates.
And in terms of the leadership aspect, you're going to be an upperclassman next year, a quarterback, like you said. In terms of a leadership role, we saw some of it, like you just mentioned. But what are you going to be trying to do for this next season, spring practices, training camp, to motivate your guys for the upcoming season?
well, to motivate them, you know, just keep reminding them, you know, where we were last year and, you know, how we're going to take those steps to make that jump forward, be that elite Pac-12 team. We had a lot of new guys on both sides, or on offense at least, play. So, you know, just trying to keeping them developing and, you know, honing their talents in. And then, you know, as a whole team with that upperclassman role, you know, we have some new faces on defense. So just kind of bringing everybody along as a team and getting everyone in sync together.
Not many quarterbacks can throw the ball and also run the ball, but for you, you can do both. How much of a benefit does that serve in purpose of your success as a Cal Bear?
I think it's a huge benefit. Nowadays, you see a lot more quarterbacks who could run and throw, be that dual threat type of guy. You don't see so many quarterbacks that, you know, are the prototypical like Peyton Mannings and Ben Roethlisbergers anymore. So I think, you know, what that aspect brings to myself and my team is it's going to stress the defense, and it's pretty hard to guard all 11 guys on offense, where, you know, a couple of years ago you just had to, you know, worry about 10 guys. The quarterback was just a thrower. But, you know, to worry about all 11 guys really stresses the defense and puts in the offenses in favor.
And we see a lot with quarterbacks in the NFL nowadays how important running is early on in their careers. For you, early on in your collegiate career, how important was it to also be able to run?
I think it was very important because, you know, if a defense notices that you can run, they're going to put a lot more attention, you know, towards your direction. And then running backs can make huge plays. And if you get it out to speedy wide receivers, they can make great plays. So it just opens up the playbook and the playmaking as a whole.
And Chase, in the perspective of quarterback, when the ball is hiked and you're looking for an open receiver and you can't find anyone, what is your next move?
Next move is, you know, try to break the pocket and extend the play. And if they're still covered, once you've broken the pocket, then you can take off and get what you can on your feet.
And we see the experience now, but Chase redshirting to start your career, how did you think that helped your development, allowed you to succeed early on in your career?
I think it was a pretty big part of my development. Yeah, I mean, being young and playing a position such as quarterback is pretty difficult. Only a certain amount of guys can really do it as a true freshman and be successful. I think redshirting was huge, being a whole year in a college system and a college program, and, you know, learning the ins and outs of college football because it's so different from high school, and, you know, really getting that college body on you. Because, I mean, if you're playing early, you're going against 20, 21, 22 year old guys when you're just about 17 or 18. So it's a huge difference.
And Chase, it takes every collegiate athlete sometimes to adjust to the speed of the game. At what point did it really click for you and you realize that you can have a big impact on this offense?
Probably when I for sure knew I could have a big impact was, I'd say, spring ball last year after my redshirt season.
And what was it about that spring, those spring practices that you think, all right, I can have a lot of success in the Pac-12 and at the highest Division I level?
Well, in spring practice, I was really accurate throwing the ball, and then I was running past our defenders, which you see that, you know, like, okay, you know, you're definitely athletic enough to be at this level, and, you know, you've shown your passing abilities. So just time to go out there and, you know, let it rip on Saturdays.
Chase, being in the Pac-12, you play a lot of talented defenses. From the time that you spent at Cal, what's been the toughest defense that you've gone up against?
I would say Washington and Oregon are probably the toughest defenses I've faced so far.
And in terms of the Pac-12 environment on the road, how difficult is it to play in some of these stadiums where, like Washington, for example, these types of environments, or just playing these defenses in general that are the top tier in college football? How difficult is it to game plan against them? How is it dealing with the crowd?
It's very difficult to go into a hostile environment, like you said, Oregon or Washington, those loud places, because so much of college football now is communication. And when you can't communicate, when you can't hear the person next to you, it's pretty difficult. So, you know, that definitely takes a toll game planning wise, you know, because a lot of cadences are vocal, and, you know, you have motions and shifts and formations where you can't really get off at an away game because just the sound is so intense.
Chase, what is a typical game day like for you? And what's it like playing at California Memorial Stadium?
Well, playing at California Memorial is, you know, it's awesome. It's a great stadium, great location. Normally, always good weather, always good football weather. The atmosphere is great. I think our fans do a really good job, you know, in coming out and giving the opposing team a little difficulty.
And when you talk about it, the Cal Bears, you're playing for them right now. We know you're from California too. Saw all the high school records, winning the state championship. What went into that decision to choose to play at Cal?
Well, I knew I wanted to play in the Pac-12 when I was getting recruited. So you can't really beat a school like Cal. I mean, the academics is up there with the Ivy League, and the location being in the Bay Area was awesome. The players around, a lot of SoCal guys in the locker room, so pretty familiar with everybody. And, you know, just the opportunities it sets up for life after football.
Chase, throwing that first touchdown can be a very special moment. But for you, what was it like when you threw that first touchdown as a Cal Bear?
Well, we knew that play was coming because the first play in the red zone, we were going to call that. It was against North Carolina. We knew they were going to run the cover zero down in the red zone. So we ran a play for our tailback, Pat Laird, a little rub route. You know, he caught it, dove in. It was a touchdown. It was really exciting.
And Chase, now upperclassman, but when you early on in your career, when you were redshirting, even your freshman year, were there any guys on this Cal roster when you were those past few years that you looked up to as role models or leaders on this roster?
Yeah, I think my first year playing, our offense was, you know, was very upperclassman heavy and very senior heavy. So, I mean, Pat Laird, who was my running back my first year, you know, he was a good role model. He just, you know, he was very by the book, did everything, you know, right. Pat McCary, who started the last like 10 games for the Ravens at center, you know, he was my left tackle at Cal. So he was obviously, you know, pretty special to me. And then another quarterback in the room, Chase Forrest, you know, who's from my same hometown, who I actually grew up watching in high school. You know, he's been there for 5 years at that time. So he definitely knew, like, you know, what to expect and all that. And he backed up Jared Goff. So he had him to, you know, look up to. So great, great leadership and great role models around me my first couple of years there early on.
And Chase, players like Aaron Rodgers, Jared Goff have gone through this program and are now playing at the NFL and succeeding. How has their success motivated you and made you realize that you actually have a shot at playing in the NFL someday?
Well, Cal is a huge tradition for NFL quarterbacks, and, you know, the most recent being Jared, and then there's Aaron, of course, who are, you know, big time, huge quarterbacks. Aaron's going to be a Hall of Famer someday, so. It's awesome just to see those guys go through it and know that, you know, if you come to Cal as a quarterback, you're going to have a shot at the NFL and going to the next level.
With your success, the Cal Bears, you guys 7-0 when you started last year. In terms of that, are there any freshmen or sophomores that haven't gotten that immediate attention yet, but have stood out to you as players who should be on draft radars pretty soon?
Young guys, I mean, Nico Remigio, number 4, he's my slot receiver. He's a pretty talented guy. Chris Brown Jr., my running back, number 34. He's a huge back. I mean, honestly, reminds me a lot of Derrick Henry, who's playing right now. Makai Polk, number 17, plays a true freshman this year. Big 6'4 body, lanky, and could really go up and catch balls. And let's see. I think that's it for offense. And there's a couple guys on defense that you were role guys last year that are pretty special and will hone into their skills.
Chase, we know the importance of watching film, whether it's improving your game, watching film on other opponents. But specifically, is there something that you focus on that you in trying to improve your game when watching film?
Yeah. This year, I think my film study took a whole another step upward, just really trying to focus on their coverage tells and, you know, when they line up this way, you know, what coverages can they run and, you know, how they're going to run it or if, you know, positioning of linebackers and defensive linemen, you know, what blitzes are they going to bring and what's the coverage behind that. I think, you know, this past year being and coming off my redshirt freshman year, kind of getting the whole year under my belt, I think is definitely improving a lot. You know, when you can line up, you have a play called and a team is trying to disguise something, but you know they're not going to do that. They're not going to run that play. You know what they're going to run, you know, before they even know is pretty special.
Chase, now we know quarterbacks like Mahomes, Rodgers have excellent arms, are playing at the highest level, but from what you've done in your career as a quarterback, what percentage of the game would you say is the mental aspect, the studying of film? How important is that for a quarterback success?
Oh, it's very important for a quarterback success. I mean, half the time it's a chess game. You know, you're trying to get mentally your team in the best position and trying to figure out what the defense is doing. And, you know, there's only like 3 seconds to where you're actually physically playing football. So the mental preparation is huge, especially for a quarterback.
And Chase, in your opinion, what traits make for a great quarterback?
What traits? I think leadership is huge. Being able to, you know, relate to everyone on your team and, you know, coach them up. You got to have the physical ability to play, obviously. And I think mental preparation and studying the game in and out is a huge for, you know, to be a great quarterback.
Talking about quarterbacks, your younger brother, Ethan, is a top tier high school football player, signed with Washington. How have you helped him throughout this process?
When I was getting recruited, he would always come on all the trips with me. So he had a little taste of what it's going to be like for him. And he didn't really have too many questions because he's seen me go through it all and, you know, kind of knew like what to say and how to deal with everything. But he, you know, he watched me a lot growing up and going through high school. And, you know, these past two seasons, he's really learned. And, you know, whenever we get the chance to, you know, talk or I'm ever back at home, he'll always ask me, hey, what happened on this play, like in this game, like what were you thinking? We could just talk shop like that. I think that's really where he's excelled over the past couple of years, is the mental preparation.
And are you looking forward to playing against him next year?
Yeah, I am. Hopefully he, you know, can win the starting job as a true freshman. So, you know, we could play each other, because that'd be something special. Kind of tough on her parents, but it'd be a fun one.
I'm not going to ask who they would root for, but hopefully it would be good. And
yeah,
with your football career, obviously next step, finish collegiate career, NFL, but do you have any career aspirations once your football career is over?
I mean, ideally just to leave Cal in a better place than when I came to it. You know, my two goals were, when I first committed, was, you know, to win as many games as possible and just to leave this place better than when I, you know, arrived. So I think if I could accomplish those two, I think I'll be pretty happy.
And Chase, training, obviously such an important aspect of being a top tier collegiate or even NFL quarterback. If hypothetical question, if you could be trained by one player currently in the NFL or retired, who would it be and why?
I would probably say Drew Brees or Tom Brady, just because, you know, they've been playing for so many years, so they really know, you know, how to keep your body in certain shape and how to keep it healthy, you know, playing so many games.
And Chase, for our last question, for any rising high school football player, what is one piece of advice you could give to them?
Listen to your coaches and always do the little things. I think those two things are huge, because in the end, if you do all the little things right, everything will fall into place.
That was Chase Garber with the Cal Bears. We really appreciate your time and good luck next season.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.